I rapped on Cicely's door and was surprised to see it opened by a young man who appeared to be dressed as an explorer. I'd never seen so many pockets. I assumed the chap was Cicely's new butler. He changed them so often it was difficult to keep up. The first flush of youth may have deserted the Honourable Cicely, but he made up for it by surrounding himself with youth, making it a rule never to employ a servant over the age of 30. Most of them were barely out of their teens. "Is Cicely in?" I asked.
"I shall inquire within, sir. Whom shall I say is calling?"
"Reginald Worcester, and tell him it's a matter of the utmost." Half a minute later, Cicely emerged, dressed in similar attire to his manservant.
"Reggie, dear boy," he effused, "and this must be Reeves. I've heard so much about him. Does he really tell fortunes?"
"No, sir," said Reeves, looking not a little put out.
"What's with the clothes, Cicely?" I asked. "You're not off to Africa, are you?"
"No, this is the latest fashion, dear boy. What do you think?"
He twirled on the doorstep.
"I bought it from that new emporium in Savile Row, 47 Ginger-Headed Tailors."
I'd seen the shop only last week. I'd been meaning to drop in. Do they really have 47 ginger tailors?
"I only saw two, but both were as ginger as they come. I expect the others were in the back."
"Quite. One would imagine having all 47 on show at once would prove somewhat distracting for the casual customer.